in this edition of the Arts Page, the Kingston Book Festival. For the past week, book lovers have been treated to a host of activities across the corporate area thanks to the Kingston Book Festival. The annual week-long event kicked off on March 2 and continues until Sunday, March 10.
This is the second annual Kingston Book Festival. It's an initiative of the Book Industry Association of Jamaica, and it's our effort to promote interest in reading and to make people aware of the breadth and diversity of the Jamaican book industry.
Kelly Magnus, Publishing Director of the Book Industry Association of Jamaica. So far, the festival planners have had their hands full with a jam-packed week of activities.
We've had tours for primary school children, visits to high schools. We've had a dance event. We've had a literature event at UWE. We've had a film night at Red Bones, a Bring a Book party at Bookophilia, and the launch of a special dance at Edna Manley College, which is inspired by her writing.
The festival has been getting excellent support from the public.
It's been really encouraging. I mean, I'm so grateful for the support, both from our sponsors and the public has really been responding. Every event we've done so far has been fully booked. We haven't had any empty seats. It's been incredible.
And the festival is nowhere near done. Tonight, the BIAJ will invade the Red Bones Cafe on Argyle Road for one of the main events of the festival.
That's called Wake the Town and Tell the People, and we are building it as an eclectic celebration of word, sound and song. We have leading music journalists and writers about music who are going to be reading from the book alongside poets, and our special guest is Christopher John Farley, who is a senior editor at the Wall Street Journal in New York and is also the author of several biographies of artists and musicians.
In addition to readings and discussions, the event will also feature juggling by Zip Jock Electra and a special performance by up-and-coming reggae act Nomads.
The event is free to the public. We are asking for donations for books. We are putting books in children's homes and places of safety, so you can either donate a book or you can donate cash, and we will add it to what we're purchasing for our donations.
On Saturday, it's the much-anticipated signature event of the festival, the Kingston Book Fair at Devon House.
We have over 60 exhibitors, publishers, independent authors, booksellers. We have a full schedule of performances. We have a full schedule of readings for both children and adults. It's going to be a really great day at Devon House.
The JIS will be out at the Kingston Book Fair with its signature publication or Golden Jubilee, snapshots of post-independent Jamaica, and other publications such as the popular Folk Customs and Beliefs. Then on Sunday, it's the Kingston City Run and Kingston Book Festival 5K. Proceeds from this event will benefit places of safety and children's homes. The week-long festival will close Sunday evening at the National Gallery of Jamaica with a panel discussion on art book publishing. The event will also mark the final day of the National Biennial Exhibit.
Encourage people to come out. You can find details online at bookindustryja.com. The schedule is at bookindustryja.com/KBF, or you can look us up on Facebook, we're Kingston Book Festival, and you can find all the information there.
Kelly Magnus, Publishing Director at the Book Industry Association of Jamaica. That's it for this week's edition of the Arts Page. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.